This week, we've been exploring how today's must-have gadgets actually prevent us from connecting with one another face-to-face. For example, teenagers, transfixed by their cell phones, texting their friends, communicating with their parents in monosyllabic grunts. This image has become a trope of the internet age. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, kids are far from the only ones in families distracted by their devices.
A couple of weeks ago, my 12-year-old daughter staged a bit of an intervention. She and my wife basically threatened to take my phone and break it.
Hi. So recently you got mad at me. Do you want to tell me why?
Because you're always on your phone.
I'm not always. When?
Well,
I'm not on my phone right
now. Sometimes at night you'll just stand around and you'll just stand there and you'll have your phone out and you'll just type and you'll just stand there and it's like Lila's ready to go to bed. Everybody's trying to get people to read to them, and you're just standing there in the middle of the hallway reading your texts and texting other people.
Has that gotten worse?
It hasn't really changed. It got worse when we moved to California.
But you didn't give me a hard time about it until recently. Why did you start giving me a hard time about it?
Because it was annoying me. I don't know. It didn't get worse, really. It just sort of started adding up.
My daughter Ella isn't the only kid that feels that way.
My name is Dr. Catherine Steiner Adair, and I am a clinical and consulting psychologist. I recently wrote a book called The Big Disconnect.
For her book, Catherine Steiner Adair interviewed more than 1,000 kids from the ages of 4 to 18. She talked to hundreds of teachers and parents.
One of the many things that absolutely knocked my socks off was the consistency with which children, whether they were 4 or 8 or 18 or 24, talked about feeling exhausted and frustrated and sad or mad trying to get their parents' attention. Competing with computer screens or iPhone screens or any kind of technology, much like in therapy you hear kids talk about sibling rivalry.
Catherine Steiner Adair says one of the challenges we all face is that these devices are wired to grab our attention and keep it. She thinks the most successful apps are popular, even addictive, because they tap into reward mechanisms in our brains.
Yes. You know, when you are plugged into your screen, the part of your brain that lights up is the to-do list. Everything feels urgent. Everything feels a little exciting. We get a little dopamine hit when we accomplish another email. Check this, check that. And when a child is waiting by or comes into your room, and it's one of those mini moments, and you don't know, that's the hard thing about parenting, you don't know if this is an ordinary question or they're coming with something really important. It's very hard as a grown-up to disengage and give them your attention with the warmth that you give them, the same tone of voice that you greet them if they interrupt you when you're scrambling eggs.
A couple of years ago, my daughter got a laptop for school, and then we got her a phone. When we did that, we set up rules for when she could use this stuff and when she'd need to put it away. We created a charging station outside of her bedroom where she had to plug these devices in every night. Basically, except for homework, she has to put all of this stuff away when she comes home. Catherine Steiner Adair says most adults don't set up similar limits in their own lives.
We've lost the boundaries that protect work and family life.
She says whether you're a parent or not, carving out time to turn off your devices, to disconnect from the wired world, and engage with the people around you is one of the best gifts you can give yourself and the people you love. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.